USA Radio News.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona appears to be the person behind the letter sent from the National School Boards Association that compared concerned conservative parents to domestic terrorists. The emails obtained by Parents Defending Education through a FOIA request show that Cardona was a critical part of the process, which bounced the letter to President Joe Biden last fall, then on to Attorney General Merrick Garland, who issued a memo to the FBI. Senator Ted Cruz grilled a top FBI official Tuesday on whether Bureau informants were at the January 6th Capitol attack.
How many FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the events of January 6th?
Sir, I'm sure you can appreciate that I can't go into the specifics of sources and methods.
Cruz also zeroed in on the role played by Marine veteran Ray Epps. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The University of Georgia Bulldogs are celebrating after winning college football's national championship.
The Georgia Bulldogs football team are national champions. Georgia beat Alabama 33-18 in college football's national championship game on Monday night to win the school's first national title since 1980. The game was played in Indianapolis, Indiana. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Authorities and witnesses say a pilot crash-landed a medical helicopter without loss of life near suburban Philadelphia on Tuesday. The pilot somehow avoided a web of power lines and buildings as the aircraft fluttered, hit the street, and slid into bushes outside of a church. Rescue crews rushed to the crash around 1 p.m. and helped pull the pilot, two crew members, and an infant patient out of the aircraft. Neither the pilot nor the passengers on board sustained life-threatening injuries. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Bank of America is reducing and waiving fees.
Bank of America is cutting overdraft fees. They'll drop from $35 to just $10 in May. The bank also plans to get rid of non-sufficient funds fees as soon as February. President of Retail Banking, Holly O'Neill, saying the bank hopes to empower clients to create long-term financial wellness with the latest steps. According to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, 5% of checking account holders get hit with overdraft fees more than 20 times a year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For the first time in 3 years, the Academy Awards will have a host. This according to a CBS executive on Tuesday. Now there's speculation about who will get the high-profile gig. Deadline reports big stars like Dwayne The Rock Johnson are under consideration. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Tom Holland's name has been floated around. Nominations for the 94th Academy Awards will be announced February 8th. The show will air on ABC on March 27th. The American Red Cross says the U.S. blood supply is still at a dangerously low level, with blood donations urgently needed. To schedule an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org. The American Red Cross supplies 40% of the nation's medical care blood supply. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.